This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, March 4th. Well, I want to start out talking about the Smokehouse Creek fire in Texas. That's really a big focus of the market right now. Heartbreaking stories coming out of there. We know that there's thousands of cattle that have perished in the fire. We know there are thousands more that are significantly injured from the fire. We know about the acres burned. It's over 1.1 million. It's the largest fire in history. We know about the houses that have been destroyed and the homes and the two lives that have been lost. So, you know, our hearts go out to that all of those, the people, everyone affected by this. It is heartbreaking. As it relates to the market, it's really hard to really define that. You know, obviously the loss of cattle would be considered bullish, but you're also looking at a significant number of cattle that are displaced, and where are they going to go with those? And, you know, they might have to push them into a feedlot early. I don't know. We'll just have to see how this shakes out. But the overall market impact, I think, initially is bullish, just looking at the, you know, sheer size of this situation. But in the bigger picture, it's hard to say it would have that much of an impact. I think the bigger problem is, what are you going to, you know, there's no grass. And we, you know, there's a lot of cattle that we're going to be grazing on that grass. So they've got to go somewhere. And if they can't find grass somewhere close by, they're probably going to head to the feedlot. So, and the injured ones too, most likely, are going to go there. Small calves may end up being euthanized, but we'll just have to see what evolves from there. But I just wanted to acknowledge what's going on down there and express my heartfelt sorrow for that situation. I know what it's like to be caught in a prairie fire, and it's terrifying and it's heartbreaking to see the damage that's done. So our prayers go out to the folks affected by this. When we look at the broader market, last week, earlier in the week, the markets actually were under pressure, both lives and feeders. Friday was a pretty strong day to the upside as we got a glimpse of the sheer size of the damage in Texas. So by the end of the week, April live cattle were up 55. March feeders were down 160. The cash trade was fairly flat. The Fed trade around 183 was unchanged on the week. Dressed at 290 was down 2. Box beef values were higher. Choice up 108 at 305. Select was up 156 at 296. The spread was down 48 cents at 954. Movement was 103 loads. For the week, that puts total load count at 564. That's up about 60 loads over the previous week. Slaughter rate at on Friday, just 100,000 head. For the week, that put it at 595,000. That was up 4,000 from the previous week, but down about 20,000 from the previous year. Dressed weights were steady with the week prior at 831 pounds. That's still up 9 pounds from a year ago. On the cash auctions, on Friday, we reported 10,550 head, and of course, that includes all the video auctions, at an average price of $248.44. It's up right about a dollar from the previous day. The 7-day average was up 74 cents at 247 even. So cash trade fairly flat, but holding strong. I mean, we're sitting at record high prices, so it's not like the market's collapsing. I think the market's focused on what's happening in the Southern Plains and what that shakeout is going to be. But the momentum, at least on the futures, seems to be up. And from Friday's, you know, recovering most of the week's losses, it looks like that sentiment probably will continue into this week. And again, until we get a better idea of what the cash market's going to be for this week. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.